When Simin Peiteh Sif Beis, let us again start from beginning of Sif Beis, and then we'll continue where we left off last week. Given Shigiyah Zman Tfilah, also La Odom, La Hagdim, La Pesach Haveroi, Litim Le Shalai. A person is not permitted to go to his Chava's house. He's coming to his house, Litain Le Sholem, Mishum Dishmoy Shalakadish Bohu, who Sholem. Because the Shem of the Rabbeinu Shalom is Sholem, and perhaps a little better to understand it, there's a Rashi in Mesechtes Brochus Afnan Dalet, there was a Takone Lishoel Bishloim Shalchavere Bishmoy Shalakadish Bohu. That means there was a takone to say Hashem imochem. Now, so Rashi says, let us appreciate this takone. V'loy amrinin mizalzuhu b'kvoidoy shel mokayim b'shvil kovoid habriyis. So al kaponim, when a person says Hashem imochem or shalom aleichem, he's being mechabed the person by saying that the Rabbeinu Shalom should be with you. Shalom Aleichem. Hashem Imochem. So that is considered, he's being mechabed, this is covered abriyas through Kvaydai Shalmochem. By saying Hashem Imochem, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants this because such an hoge brings about that the Shalom Ma'idin. So that's why the Rabbeinu Shalom wants this. But al koponim, so now we think how ironic it is, if it's before davening, so there's a chiv on each person to be mechabed the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the ikar kovod of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, is duch avodas hatefillah, that's ikar kvodoy shel mokim. And instead of waking up in the morning and being mechaber the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he's going to a boss of a dom and telling him Shalom Aleichem. So he's taking Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mechaber this person. So this is a gewaldike avle that he's doing. Now this one helped to be the lahagdim. The Hagdim, because Kvoidei Shal Mokim is Shemayna Esrei. That's Kvoidei Shemayna Esrei. So we'll hear the Mishnah Berura. The Mishnah Berura says it's also Wasa. What fill is Kvoidei Shal Mokim? That's right. That's the Loshna of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Ve'ein ze Kvoid HaMokim L'chale Kovid Bishmoy. This is called Kovid. It's not a Brocha. We'll see. A Brocha is something else. Lechavid kovid b'shmoy lebosom adam. That means the kovid of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm not being oisik now, but I'm going to take the shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mechabed another person.
Let's say the person came to Kali, and the person you want up to, and you didn't have yet, and it's a point.
Yeah, that's a bracha. That's a bracha. That's no problem whatsoever. To give a bracha is no problem. That's the name of Mr. Brugger now. This Shalom Aleichem is not a bracha. It's covered. It's a mother karashi in brachas. Bishvil to say Hashem Imochem, that's covered. I'm being mechabed a person through the Shem Hashem. Yivarechecho is a brochet. A brochet is something else. A brochet you're allowed to give before the davening. So there wouldn't be a shayla. So the Shmei Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom. So that he's not allowed to do. No, Shalom is not a brochet. We'll come to the Mishnah Berurah. Shalom is covered. Rashi says, that Rashi says when they were made a takona to say Hashem Imochem. So Rashi says, So that's Bishvil Kovid Abrius. By saying Hashem Amochem, this is Kovid Abrius, and I'm using the Rebbeinu Shlomo's name to be Mechabed a person. And I would think maybe this is a zilzul in Kvoit Shamayim. So it says, no, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants this. But that the Hashem Amochem Sholom Aleichem is not a broche. It's a Kovid. I'm being Mechabed him by saying this. I'm saying the Rebbeinu Shlomo should be with you, and this is a Kovid. This is Kovid Abrius, Rashi says. So now we understand very good. So you're giving him Kovid, Gevaldik, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should give him Kovid. And you could give him Kovid by mentioning my name, Shalom Aleichem, or Hashem Imochem. You could do this, but not before you give me Kovid. That means that you're mechuyim to be mechabed the Rebbeinu Shel Olam also. And that the Iker Kovid of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Iker Kavoide Ba'avoides HaTfila, the Iker Kavoide Shamokim Hu Tfila Shetches. So to first give Kavod to a person, Bishmoy Shel Hashem, and then come back to the Rebbeinu Shlom, seems that's a Gevaldik Avla. It's not a Broche, it's Kavod. So that's what we're going to see soon in Mishnah Berura. So I'll upon him, so this is also to go to him and give him Kovid Bishmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is ironic. Before you were Mechabed the Rebbeinu Shlom. Aber Mutter Loimu Loi Tzavcha the Morito. Here you're not using the Rebbeinu Shlom's name. Vafilu Zayin Mutter, but the Etzem to be Magdin LePesach, to go to him is also a Kovid. Forget about what he's saying. You're not allowed to be magdim lepesach chaveri, to go before you go to shul and daven, before you daven, to go to him and be magdim lekvoidei afilu saying good morning. Elok shehutrach lo leches lireis eze eisek. But if the situation was he had to be in his yard for a different reason, that means that I should go from my house to his house to give to be to be mechabit him. That's also before you went to daven, you're going to him and to be mechabit him. So that is also that's magdim lepesach haver. That is also. But if I have to be side to side in his chotzer, in his yard. So now I'm not going to his yard, the lahagdim lepischa. I'm going to his yard because I have to be there. Now I'm in his yard already, so the door is over here. So I go and knock on the door. So the whole hiluch, that means was not for him, was for me. But I'm here already, so agav, I'm in the yard. I go and knock on the door. So. If there were the necessity brought about that I had to be in his yard, so then I'm permitted to knock on the door and say good morning. That's it. But if I'm going from my house to his house, that I should go, I'm going special to his house in order to lahagbal ponov. I feel as a haloshin also. So that alone, lahagdim lepesach, to go over to him. So even though I don't say shalom aleichem, that's also also. And tafkut tavo would also be also. Say good morning would also be also. The etzem before going to daven, I go to him. So let's see again the Mishnah Berurah of Kotniyot. Lepesach Haveiroi, Luhu Adin, Im Hoya Oviv Oy Raboi. So here it says, someone asked before, Father or Rebbe. So that means this is also, it's not Davke Haveiroi. Because you're a magdim, a kvoid bosa b'dom, before the kovid of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Vim yesh lochosh le'evas kavra alamo. Now, if there is a person that there is a chash of moira, could be a hefsed moment, im yocho litain yodai b'loya mire shorim shapir domi. So you have this combination. He says, a person, I'm afraid that if I won't be magdim lepischoi, he can get this achshash, some of hefsed moment in the least. So then I'm allowed to go to him, but I shouldn't give him shalom. I should shake hands with him. That is permissible, but not to give him shalom. Ukshepogoi baderech. What if I met him? So later we're going to see Me'ika, then it's mutter to give shalom, but it's preferable not to give shalom. Yesh lahokul begavra, alo megavra mire shalom. Then if he's a person I'm afraid that he might cause damage to me if I don't give him shalom, b'avochim idin the mutter uchtel kamei. Now, Cain, So now we're saying what the Yisr is. Al Hodam, the Mishmur says the same thing like Rashi says. To mention the Rabbeinu Shalom's name, Al Hodam, Hashem Imochem Ulechabdoi, that's a covet for him, Kaidim Shemachabed Lakadish Boch. So the Isser is, it's not a broche, it's a covet. And this covet should not be done before Yimachabed the Rabbeinu Shalom. Baloshim Las Yesh Lai. ומסתברה דימוימו הורחום ירחמך או יחנון יחננך וכדוי משורי. Now, if I am saying the one who was a rachum should have rachmonis on you. So here, what I am doing, I'm giving you a broche. This is not what we said till now. Till now, we said this is a covet. Shalom aleichem Hashem imochem is a covet to the person. And I'm being mechabed him through the Shem Hashem, and that is also before you were mechabed the Rabbi Nishmael. But if I'm giving him a broche, this is my broche, Horachum, the Rabbi Nishmael was a rachem, Yerachem Echo, he should have rachmonis on you, Ayachan and Yechanen Cho, Chedoy Meshori. So therefore the Piskei Tshuva says, so all broches would be mutter. He says the same Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov is a broche. This is not a covet. This is a broche. So Mazel Tov is mutter. You can say Mazel Tov. You can give him the hand also. He says when an Eirech comes to him, he can say Bruche Maboim. That's also a broche. And he said Good Shabbos, Good Yom Tov. That's also a broche. A broche is one thing. This is covet. We can't mix up two yitzhak. No, they didn't answer that. Are they there? They only answered covet. They only answered covet. That's the Yisr. That's because, right, I mean, it's Samazoi. Forget by a broches pshat, not I'm benching the Rabbeinu Shalom pshat, as I'm saying the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Makir, a broches. I'm not benching the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's not, when I say a broch, I say Rabbeinu Shalom is the source of all broches. Not I'm benching it. But here, the davening is called a cover to the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is, I mean, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, that this is the cover of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shech, the Iker Kvoidoi Shel Mokaim Hu Tfilis Yukhes. This is that I'm dependent on the Rebbeinu Shloim, Chaneinu Miyitcha, Baruch Aleinu Rafaeinu. This is all my necessities are through the Rebbeinu Shloim. So that's called, and that's what I'm saying. This is called Kvod Shemayim. This is by the person. What? Yeah, this is covered. This limit of text. That's not covered. This is covered. It's a murder, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch Haram says, and that's why they say, "Shecholak leikovid ba'avodes ha'tfilah de'ikir kvoidoi shalmokim u'tfilas yitches." That's called kvoidoi shalmokim. In this, it seems is ironic that you're going to be mechabed a person, a boss of a dom, with my shem. That's called you mechabed with my shem, and completely you ignored my covet, and you being mechabed with my shem. So that seems is the problem. So that's the sole issue over here. Now let's go a little further. V'chein also, let's see further, v'chein also l'choy aloi k'shemashkim l'pischoy. And then he says that I really don't understand this well, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says l'choy aloi al birkov. It means mamish he kneeled to him. It seems that was the derech kovet. They used to kneel to the person. So that's also, if it doesn't say shalom, that's also a type of a kovet. Now, so there's 2 days in the mechaba. The first day you hold k'shemashchem lepischoy. This is also tfaker, to go to him in the morning and to be kareya. V'yeshayimrim dekri asura afilu b'loy mashkim lepischoy. That alone is a kovet. Afilu he meets him and he's kareya. It's also. And we paskin like this. Mishkabura says, V'chein yeshayim, v'chein yesh lahoyreis. Yeah. And let's just say we skipped over Mishnah Berurah before, but if he was in his chotzer side by side, and agav that he's in his chotzer, he goes to the door and says, good morning, that is muta. K'shehutzer chotzer loy mishutzer cholecha derech chotzer shal chaver b'riyas ha'isa ha'isik. He had to be in the chotzer. So the real reason why he's in the vicinity of this person is not because of the person. It's because he has a need to be there. So in the vicinity, he's there already, not because of the person. And so Memelem, so then Vagav Zeholech Lepischa Loi Mitzafchad Moritov, so then this will be permissible, because we have Tartil Tivusa. Number one, I didn't go in his vicinity special for him. I went for my own purposes. And I just, I'm in his chutz already, so I just knock on the door and say good morning. And I'm saying good morning. Avalitein loy sholayim, af b'chi agavna osa. That's also osa. Yeah. And b'da'ad ha'mashe kosav shulchan aruch liris ha'isek tav ke liris, he's not doing anything now, but he's asik mamish osa kaidem tfile v'kamam b'siv gimel. Okay, now let us go a little further. So we have mashkim l'pischa yezosa filo with a good morning. The whole heter of a good morning is if he's not going there in his vicinity because to say good morning to my head, a beer side by side, so now I just knock on the door and say good morning, so that is permissible. Now, what is, v'meinoi mashkim lepischoi, el shepoga boy baderech, that means I met him, so then it seems the irony is not so gefelech, that means I met him, so I say shalom aleichem, Muta litein loy shalom. So then one is permitted to say shalom aleichem, because there is napshat, I was magdim. I met him, so I say shalom aleichem. So meikyadin, this is muta. V'yesh oimrim, shafilu b'moytzei chaveri b'shuk, Lo yoim aloi ela tafche de morita. You should only say good morning, not because shalom is also, kdei sheyitein leiv shu also lisakim bedvorim acherim klal atshe yispalo. For different reasons. That means normally I say shalom aleichem, and now I'm not saying shalom aleichem, that this should be a reminder to me that I'm before davening, so I should make sure to be abrupt, and we shouldn't start getting into a shmooze now. So that is why the minig is not to say shalom aleichem when I meet him, to say good morning. Yeah, so now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein lochush perish. So he says, but if he started leboich habroches, v'hischo leboich habroches, achar kach ein lochush kol kach, ein lochush, oh, this we skipped this over, ein lochush kol kach perish. The oz muter lechroyek shein mashkim lepischoy. That means, we said before, if I meet him, kriya is also, but if he's not maskim lepischoy, and I said brochus already, so then this is permissible. Aval kshemashkim lepischoy, to go to his house, bein lechroya, ay nesina sholem, afilo hischil bebrochus also, hischil bebrochus is also, because again, that's, because the Yisr is, Kvoidoi shel mokeim is Shemayna Esrei, and before you daven Shemayna Esrei, you're not allowed to be mashkim lepisroi and aleim lechaveri sholem. So that is also. So the afile hischo bebroches is also, yeah, but they sit out. The whole heter is, if he said broches, was mutter lechroya kshay maskim lepischoy. But maskim lepischoy, pei lechroya nisin nishom, that's also because they speak about, the minig is that by the ofchuf of a chosen, the minig is that the mishpacha goes to the, where the chosen is, and then malava him to the shul. They sing, zamrin es a chosen. So there is mashkim lepischoy, tak, there you're going lekvoidoi. Lemaise, the Piskei Tshuva doesn't explain it. He says, the Piskei Tshuva says this is permissible to be melava achosn. And, a pea closet, maybe this is out a mitzvah. He shouldn't say shalom. And he says it would be better over here, tak, if you're malave, a chos and mamas mashkim lepischa, you should say bichas ha-toyre, and you say the first parasha of Krishma, and you should not say shalom aleichem. So he says, "Vapi klauzeh noigim b'chol Yisrael b'shabes shalifnei hanesuin l'leches l'beis achos l'fnei atfila l'voisei l'beis haknesses." So that is mutter. He doesn't. Yeah. Also, he says if his parents came in from a flight to go to the airport to be mekabel ponim, that he says Rabbi Yarovi, that's also there it seems it's mutter. Somehow this is a tzarech mitzvah. That means they came in now to take them to the destination, al kaponim, this is a tzarech mitzvah, so this before davening is also mutter. That's what the Piskei Tshuva says. Now, and the reason when he meets him, Meikar Adin, he could say shalom aleichem, the reason that he shouldn't say, kadei sheyitein alibe rotzolayim, da'av temitin amutter, even though Meikar Hadin, if you meet someone in the street, I wasn't maskim lepischoi, so I'm allowed to say shalom to him, but it was not maskim lepischoi, I met him, I could say shalom, but they said that there's a minig not to do it. Become okim nogu kadmeinenu lahachma bozeh, because they might start getting into a conversation and that will be matred the davening. So the davening will be already not a, if one goes into conversation, so the kavona, the davening will not be a proper kavona. Vim hischil habroches, if he started broches, so he started already the davening, it seems, and lochish kolkach, so then, as we see, he started davening already, so then I don't have to be afraid he'll be carried away, and he could say shalom. The mutalit in shalom. V'cholzal liftoich loyim alechaveri shalom. So we have here these guidelines. If I meet someone in the street, me'ikar adin, I'm permitted to say shalom aleichem. The minig is not to say shalom aleichem, because we might get involved in a conversation. So we have to make a shinui that we shouldn't do what we normally do. If we started brachas already, it'll be mutter to say shalom aleichem. These are the halachas. But what is if someone says shalom aleichem to him, Mutal lahoshiv b'cholin, to answer him is b'chol not a problem. V'cholshkein, to misha kvar yispalo, if a person davened already, mutal lahashkim lepischei shol chaveiro, so now Reuven davened, now Reuven goes, Shimon didn't daven yet, so Reuven goes specifically to Shimon's house to say shalom aleichem to mechabit Shimon. Reuven has no problems with this, because Reuven davened already. So now, but what will come about, and if he says shalom aleichem, so Shimon will tell him aleichem shalom. Aleichem shalom is no problem, since Reuven told him shalom aleichem. He'll answer him aleichem shalom. That is no problem. Sif Gimel. Also loy lehis asek bitzrochov. A person should not do his tzvachim before davening. Now, what are we speaking about? At least our sake. So we're speaking about already it's after Alois HaShachar. So then, if after Alois HaShachar, one should not be Isaac in his tzvachim. Now, others say tzvachim means, let's say, to start an asik of his, he shouldn't do this when it's this man of a tefillah. A double cotton, let's say, to take out the garbage, to put the clothing in the dryer, this, they say, that is not nichlal, that's not called tzrochav, at least asik b'tzrochav. It's called you're making an asik out of it. Yeah, the Piskei Tshuva says, and so that he says this marshal to take out the garbage, to put the clothing in the washing machine. This could be after. And it's after this man. It's after Leis HaShachar already. L'chayra, that would be a problem. Yeah. Agavucha, the din before we had Lahagdim. The Pesach Averoi, what to call someone up on the phone, because look at this, 2 days. Others hold that this is mutter, this is not בכלל in the category of Hagdim L'Pisrael. Hagdim L'Pisrael means I go to him and I just dial his number and call him up. Others say that's not us, and others say that is us. So the deal should bring down a machlokes in this. But Yashiv is machm, and others are meikol. Oh, so now let's go about Lisasek. V'koidim oir ha-boiker. But what is before Aloysa Shachar? So it's not Zman Tfiliyah. Shori lasis melocha. So then a person is permitted to do melocha. V'kos v'loi rabbi. And then here the Dirsha brings down, if he started Beheter, so he had before in Simenayin, so he could continue already, he'll have enough time to learn Krishma to Daven. Because if he started Beheter, he started before Loisa Shach, if he started afterwards, he should be Mafsik. So now we're talking about the din of Asik before Davening, by after Loisa Shach, before Loisa Shach, Shoy Lassis Melochim. The Kosa V'Liyo Rabbe, the Mikol Mokim Ein Lassis Shum Inyin Atzi Yevorech Seder HaBlochis. Now, so he says, what pshat in the Liyo Rabbe, if it's before Loisa Shach, uposhut the Kavanosei Bachatzi Shoh Shesomoch Lo'er HaBoikim. So the Rabbi is speaking about as follows, that it's already a half an hour before Alois HaShachar, so then there's a chumre of the Leo Rabbi, that one, so even though it's still before this man Tfilin, he should say broches. Now this Indian of saying broches in a half an hour or less before Alois HaShachar, so there are these different lashonis in the Mishnah Berurah. Here he brings down that it's also unless you say brachas, but in other places the Mishnah Berurah says it's preferable to say brachas before you do an asik, a half an hour before Alois HaShachar. Bitzrochov. Umi sheyesh loy avodim ivrim oy meshosa. Now he says like this, what is if a person has mishosim, that their job is they have to take care of his srochim. Shetzorich sheyishamshu. They're hired for this. This is their job. They have to be mishamish this person. So it seems as follows, and begging to do this, some after Loisa Shachar already, that means after Loisa Shachar they wake up, they have to make sure to make a coffee for him or do other things for him, and that is their job. So it seems that does not fall into the category of Tzrochov, because they're hired for this. This is So yes, hirem mibe'erev shebekumom mimitosom, when they wake up in the morning, yichetzu yedeihem mivochu habroches v'yikru parsha rishayne shel shma. So that means, if I'm hired to be mishamish this person, So that is not called tzrochov. That means I'm socho to this person to take care of his tzrochim. So Al Kapodim says, V'achi kach yochel asli tzrochov. And this then, b'chol zehu mimidis chesidis. Amo midine en kpeide. So it's a mur di kezach. It seems if I'm hired to this person, that's what he's paying me for. So Mamela, Meikar Adin, this Isser is b'chal not applicable, that I'm taking care of, you were hired for that. So that's not called Tzchochov. I was hired, and this is my Choshem Mishpatik obligation. Lechatchile, Altmidas Chsidis, it would be preferable, before you take care of your employer, you should say brachas and say the first parsha of Krishna. Yes?
Please.
a baker must come at, I mean, if they start, so that's the din we said before. If you start before Aloysa Shachar, and this thing is, we started a half an hour before Aloysa Shachar, maybe there's a shtickle problem. You should say brachas then. If you're starting half an hour, less than half an hour before. But if you're starting before an half hour, there's no problem whatsoever. So it's hiskul behet and he can continue baking. That's the sin. The main problem over here is that he's starting after Aloysa Shachar. Oy leilech baderech, or he's going on the journey. Laderech achi yispalu tfilas shmeina esrei. Let's call it a little further. V'yesh mekilim la'acha shomo mitzas brochus kainim shomo lobor shoma v'toiv la'ach mebozeh. So he says, v'tis leilech laderech v'afilu koidim mincha omayrev im higiyas manom dinom k'may koidim shachas. So here the Dirshu brings down two reasons by Mincha and Ma'ariv why this is also awesome. That means he's going someplace, and he should daven before he goes. So there's two reasons. One reason, the Sheva Talevi says that if he's first going to go, then he'll daven, he won't daven properly because it's after a journey. So therefore, it's preferable to daven before. That's the reason by Mincha and Ma'ariv. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if he's up to davening mincha, just like before davening, you shouldn't do your chafetzim before shachis hudin, before mincha and meirat. But he says that is davke if he wants to daven at this time. If he b'chol has no intent to daven now, he's going to daven later. He's going to daven by mincha ktane. So then this does not apply to him. Now, Achi Yispalo, Bafulu and Bemokim Sheyovi Yochu Gam Kenli Yispalo Matsibo Bismano. That means he has a Shaila. He can daven here now and then go on the journey, or take the journey and there's a minion there. Afal Pikain also, Dalicha Bedezechave Koisik Bitzrochov, and so he shouldn't do it. Gavucha, the Dirshu brings down, he says, if he's going to daven, and then he'll be caught in the traffic, then there'll be a lot of traffic later. So he says, so then he could go before davening, so he shouldn't be caught in traffic, but he should say, Bichas HaShachar before. That means if he has a reason that he doesn't want to daven here now because there'll be a lot of traffic later. Ach kolzer shaloi b'shas adchak. Avo b'shas adchak, sheina sheyorem amtenis loi. The only way, that means he can't, if he'll daven now, he'll lose the bus is going at a certain time and he'll lose that. Yochaleilich mikoydim laderich b'spal baderich b'kama b'sivchet. Even though it's a zman shachris, but it will be very difficult for him. If he davens now, that means he'll lose his trip, so then he's permitted to go with them. Thank you.